This is Dr. Indigo dictating a pediatric consultative examination for a claimant by the name of Esteban Daniel Tanguma. Date of birth, November 14, 2007. Case ID number is 819-0612. Date of exam, April the 2nd, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 20th. Informant is the mother, who is Rosa M. Lopez. Identifying information. This is a 16-year-old male who presented with his mother, who is also the informant, and has been divorced in the past, for a disability evaluation. The mother is presently unemployed and states that she worked for the county for 20 years. The claimant lives with the mother, who is presently retired. During the time that she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, the family lives in a house with three other grandchildren and her son. He is not on disability at this time and wants to be a dentist in the future. The claimant is in the 9th grade and makes good grades of B's and C's and is in a regular classroom setting. The claimant presented with his mother to evaluate allegations of attention deficit hyperactive disorder and asthma / allergies. The claimant was very soft-spoken and appeared to want his mother to answer most of the questions. Allegations number one, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. Number two, asthma / allergies. History of present present allegations. Number one, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. The mother states that since 2012, the claimant has been diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactive disorder. He denies any symptoms of sadness, crying spells, violent acts, homicidal acts, depression, panic attacks, or problems with hygiene. He does take a bath every day and brushes his teeth daily. The claimant is a loner. He doesn't interact very well with the other grandchildren because he's older than they are and he feels that they bother him. He does have two or three friends at school, but has a tendency to talk back to his mother. At this time has told me that he desires to be a dentist in the future. The mother states that he's very organized with all his objects, and he's very meticulous about making sure that everything is in order in his room. The claimant does suffer from insomnia, decreased appetite, secondary to being very picky about the foods that he eats, occasional apathy, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, and anger. He does get very frustrated at school and is passing his math classes but has difficulty with reading. As noted earlier, he is in the 9th grade and is making B's and C's. At one time, he had difficulty telling time, but is able to do that at this time. and is able to multiply and divide. He does understand the usage of money and can carry out simple instructions and tasks. However, he is not driving at this time. The claimant has no pertinent past history except for attention deficit hyperactive disorder. He denies using any kind of substance abuse and is not working at this time. He is presently taking Jornay 40 milligrams QHS. That's Jornay, which the mother states is helping him to control his hyperactivity, and he does appear to be responding to the medication well. He was cooperative and pleasant and appeared very future-oriented, although he was very quiet and somewhat soft-spoken and shy. He is future-oriented towards being a dentist. His status, general appearance, were normal. He was well-kept and wearing casual attire. His behavior was cooperative, and he had good eye contact with me and was alert. He is oriented times four to place, time, situation, and person. His attention slash concentration and his mannerisms were normal. His speech rate was within normal limits. However, he is very soft-spoken and does not speak very loudly. His clarity is normal, but his tone is very low. He does not articulate very well at this time. His memory appeared to be intact, and his thought process were normal. He denies any suicidal attempts or suicidal ideation in the past and denies any hallucinations, visual or auditory, and denies any homicidal thoughts at this time. He was diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactive disorder, which is being well controlled with medication. His condition is stable. Allegation number two, asthma slash allergies. The mother states that since 2016, he has been diagnosed with asthma and allergies. He states his allergies are precipitated by walking 1 mile, comma, climbing 4 flights of stairs, comma, and with seasonal changes. He denies any symptoms with talking or resting. The claimant denies any history of cigarette smoking. He has not been to the emergency room or hospitalized for his condition, as well as not being intubated for the condition as well. He is on inhalers and steroids, and at one time did go to the emergency room secondary to an insect allergy bite in 2018. He is presently on cetirizine 10 milligrams QD and Ventolin inhaler. PRN is needed for shortness of breath. He was diagnosed with asthma secondary to allergies and appears to be well controlled. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, climb, comma, stand 4 to 6 hours, comma, climb 4 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time and is not seeing a physician at this time for his asthma. He occasionally takes ibuprofen and Tylenol for pain, which does give him relief. The claimant likes to play sports, especially basketball, and enjoys interacting with other children. Review of systems. The mother states that he sometimes has headaches, comma, visual problems, comma, loose stools, comma, bedwetting slash day wetting, comma, abnormal posture, comma, poor appetite, comma, and rashes. He does not have problems with dizziness, comma, hearing problems, comma, shakiness, comma, clumsiness, comma, vomiting, comma, loose stools, comma, hard stools, comma, soiling, comma, and does wear glasses and sometimes needs cortisone for rashes. Activities of daily living. The claimant goes to school every day and likes to play in sports. He does interact with some children, but very minimally. He was getting therapy for that. He does have two or three friends, but they're very casual relationships. The claimant has not sought any kind of sexual information and has not been inappropriately touched by any other person. The claimant is considered a loner and does not frequently fight with peers, adults, or siblings at this time. He enjoys mostly playing basketball with others, and he would play almost every sport that there was. The claimant is very helpful around the house and does help his mother occasionally, but prefers to be by himself and not with the other children. Developmental milestones. The claimant was an easy-to-care-for infant from 0 to 18 months of age and was an easy-to-care-for toddler from 18 to 48 months of age. He was, however, somewhat hyper, and the mother occasionally had difficulty controlling him. The mother states that the claimant sat alone without support at 7 months, crawled at 6 months, walked without support at 14 months, said his first words at 2.5 years of age, said his first sentences at 4 to 5 years of age, self-dressed without help at 7 years, at 4 years of age, was bladder trained during the day at 3 years of age, was bladder trained during the night at 5 years of age, and was bowel trained at 3 years of age. During the first 3 years of life, the child frequently had temper tantrums, had extreme mood changes, was distractible, was destructive, comma, enjoyed being held, comma, enjoyed exploring the surrounding environment, comma, was active and was predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns. Also, during the first 3 years of life, the child sometimes cried, sometimes had extreme mood changes, and was afraid of new faces and places. Birth history. The claimant was born at the doctor's hospital at the Renaissance in Edinburgh, Texas. She was in labor for 15 years. The claimant was not delivered by instruments, comma, was not a child cesarean section, was a one baby birth, and was not blue at birth, but was jaundiced at birth. The child was not administered oxygen at the time of birth, and was not placed in an incubator. There were other problems with the baby at birth. The baby could not eat on his own and had to stay in the hospital for a couple of days more. The child's weight was 6 pounds, and his length was 13 inches. The mother stayed in the hospital for 3 days, and the baby stayed in the hospital for 5 days. Past history. The claimant has a history of asthma, comma, allergies, comma, attention deficit, hyperactive disorder, comma, temper tantrums, comma, major surgery, testicular hydrocele of the right side performed in 2018 when he was 9 years old. Social history. There is nobody in the family who smokes, comma. Alcohol abuse. There is nobody in the family who consumes alcoholic beverages. There is nobody with delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. There is nobody in the family who uses marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. There is nobody in the family with hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Family history. The father is 48 and has diabetes mellitus and hypertension and is not working at this time. The mother is 62 with a history of heart disease, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, hypothyroidism, and a myocardial infarction. Medications. The claimant is on Jornay, 40 milligrams QHS, Cetirizine, 10 milligrams QD, and Ventolin inhaler, PRN, is needed. Allergies. No known medication allergies, but the claimant does have allergies to outside allergens. Physical examination. Growth chart. The claimant is at the 10th percentile for his age according to his weight and is at the 35th percentile for his height according to his age. Temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 114 pounds, height 5 feet, 7.5 inches tall. BP 122 over 82 mmHg. Heart rate 55 beats per minute. Respiration 14 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation 98%. BMI 18. General. This is a 16-year-old, well-nourished and well-developed male in no acute distress. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T after the last sentence? The claimant does have a right otitis media infection. Could you drop down to after H-E-E-N-T, Snell and Vision? OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to a neurological. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Deep tendon reflexes were +2 in the triceps, biceps, and brachioradialis and patellar areas. Sensory examination to light touch was normal. Cerebellar function was intact. Muscular strength was +5/5 in all groups tested with no evidence of any muscular wasting. The claimant had good fine finger control to dexterous movements. Clinical assessment. The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious vision or hearing problems. There was no facial dysmorphisms, no skeletal anomalies. There was no physical evidence indicating side effects of medications. the claimant's behavior and attention span was normal and appropriate. He was very quiet and reserved. He related to and interacts well with the examiner and with his caregiver. His affect was somewhat isolated. His speech, both quantity and quality, is decreased and not on imitation age appropriate this time, although the claimant is in a regular classroom and is making B's and C's. He may be just very shy and reserved at this time. His receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was mildly decreased, but appropriate. His general health shows no evidence of any abnormality except for a right otitis media infection. Diagnosis, number one, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. Being treated at this time and appears to be well controlled. The claimant appear to be very quiet and reserved and does not appear to be very social. Allegation number two, asthma / allergies. Being treated at this time, but just whenever is needed. Physical exam is normal. Oxygen saturation is 98%, and he does play sports frequently. This is prognosis, good. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Esteban Daniel Tanguma.